Hello everyone, Steve Siebold back with MentalToughnessBlog.com. Well, I gotta tell you, I'm pretty excited because I just read Robert Kiyosaki's editorial in today's USA Today, the forum section. Today is February 9th, 2010. And I gotta tell you, I read a lot of newspapers trying to keep up with what's happening, like a lot of us do. And this is the best thing I've read. This is the best solution I've read for a problem that America has for a long time. Here's the essence of it in case you missed the editorial, although I recommend you read it because it's really great and it's in its entirety. Basically, Robert Kiyosaki saying we need two school systems in America, one for employees and one for entrepreneurs. And the premise of his argument is that since unemployment is currently at 9.7%, we have too many employees. Makes a lot of sense to me. And the thing that makes more sense that I'd like to get your comments on is this idea of training people to think like entrepreneurs. I know we have a lot of people around the world that follow this blog that are corporate executives, presidents of companies, great employees for some great companies out there. So I'm definitely not putting down anyone who wants to be an employee. If you've got a good job and you love it and you're making money you want to make, stick to it. God bless you. But there's a lot of people out there who have nowhere to go. They're over 50 or they're retired and they want to come back in the marketplace, or they lost half of their retirement savings in this crash we've been having for the last couple years and they got to go back and make some money. Well, Kiyosaki's talking about training people to think like entrepreneurs. Now, he's talking about training kids. I'm talking about expanding that concept, which I think Robert would probably agree with, to include anyone who wants to go to a school that's for entrepreneurs. And another great argument that Kiyosaki makes here is that he says that the teachers that teach at this entrepreneurial school or in the entire system should be paid $1 per year. And his argument is that if they're so successful as entrepreneurs, they don't need the money. Robert, I agree 100%. And I will be the first person to sign up part-time to teach at one of these schools, and I'll take the dollar a year. As a matter of fact, you can keep the dollar because the school's probably going to need it for supplies. And I think this is one of the smartest ideas. And I think it comes from a very smart guy. If you might know Robert Kiyosaki from Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he's a very smart guy. He's a very savvy entrepreneur. I believe that these are the kind of ideas we need. Instead of saying, hey, let's let the government take care of us because we can't handle it, Kiyosaki's coming out and saying, you know what, let's start training people to think for themselves, to be able to build a business if that's what they want to do and create money out of thin air, because that's what entrepreneurs do. In my opinion, that's what they do. I've been an entrepreneur now for almost 30 years. I can't hardly believe it myself. And that's kind of what you do. You need money and you pull it out of thin air. You come up with an idea, you solve someone's problem, or you add to the solution of a problem and you get paid to do that. It's creative thinking, and I think it's some of the highest form of thought that you can possibly be operating at. And if it's something you want to do, training wouldn't hurt, especially, as Kiyosaki says, from people who are currently millionaire entrepreneurs. I think this is great. I encourage you to read it. It's on page 7A, February 9th, 2010, USA editorial in the forum section. Robert Kiyosaki, the headline is, "We need two school systems." Robert, I think you nailed it, and I love this stuff, and I wish you and people that think like you would write more editorials and more articles for USA Today. They need you, and we need ideas like this in America right now especially. So I'll look forward to your comments on this. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Siebold.